What do you see from their defense, Eric?
They got a lot of athletes, and they're fast. They swarm with the ball. You know, they got some big guys up front that we got to do a good job of, you know, keeping out of the backfield. And you know, I'll say again, just we got to take care of our business and what we do offensively.
A real point of emphasis to get off to quicker starts, I know.
Yeah, and I think you know, last game we got off to a quick start. We just couldn't finish in the red zone. You know, we just stalled a little bit in the third quarter. So we just need to figure out a way that, you know, we can consistently move the ball and not have three nows.
And this game bigger than the average, what, fourth game against a division rival at home. Those are games I know you want to win as much as any other.
Yeah, you know, being a division game, that's the most important thing. And the fact that, you know, 1-2, we have a chance to go to 2-2, you know, it's a big game for us, a pivotal game. And that's something I think we're focusing on this week as far as, you know, making sure that we cut down on mistakes. And again, we're just more consistent overall.
Eric, Oakland hasn't been able to get much of a pass rush. They've got some guys banged up in the secondary. Could that add up for a big day for the pass attack?
Possibly. You know, we got a good game plan we're installing here day by day. And obviously, Coach McCoy and the offensive staff is going to put together what they think is the best package for us. And it just really comes down to execution.
Do you feel the timing with Manning is getting better as you guys are moving along?
Yeah, it always has. You know, it seems in the last couple of weeks we've been better in the fourth quarter than we have maybe in other quarters, but like I said, that's our focus right now. It's just to refocus as far as what we need to do is details and technique work and get to be more consistent with that passing game all around.
So the refs in the league are apparently much closer than they ever have. Is it hard to get excited about that though until it's done?
Yeah, I mean, If you worry about that, if you get distracted with that, you're just going to lose sight of your job. And right now, our focus, you know, we got to win. You know, we got to play better overall, and that's, you know, what we can control. And taking care of ourselves and making sure we don't, you know, put in the ref's hands to make a call or make something swing momentum. We just got to take care of business.
Still bigger than just the fourth game. I mean, being 1-2, does that have a big game feel? We got to win this week.
I think so. I mean, just being out there today, you know, it was a physical practice. We got after it. And I think guys, you know, are a little mad as far as being 1-2. You know, I think obviously we have high expectations of this team and where we want to go with a playoff run. So we got to play our best and, you know, if we execute, if we do things right, we'll give ourselves a chance to win.
Eric, every team is tough in the NFL, but you start out with three tough teams. Does it help to start your season with a schedule like that?
I think, you know, Pittsburgh, Atlanta, and Houston are all playoff contenders. And obviously, yeah, you start out versus good teams, it tests, you know, what kind of team you have and what you need to work on. It shows your weaknesses. And again, though, in this league, any given Sunday, you know, you got to play your best because anyone can win. And that's the best part about the NFL is really you got to show up and play all 60 minutes because it's never given to one team or another.